chapter 82, the hour is late. Satan is marshaling his host. Satan is marshaling his host. And are we individually prepared for the fearful conflict that is just before us? Are we preparing ourselves and our households to understand the position of our adversaries and their modes of warfare? Are our children forming habits of decision that they may be firm and unyielding in every matter of principle and duty? I pray that we all may understand the signs of the times and that we may so prepare ourselves and our children that in the time of conflict, God may be our refuge and defense. Prepare for an overwhelming surprise. Transgression has almost reached its limit. Confusion fills the world, and a great terror is soon to come upon human beings. The end is near. God's people should be prepared for what is to break upon the world as an overwhelming surprise. Our time is precious. We have but a very few days of probation in which to make ready for the future, immortal life. Many families unprepared. On Sabbath and Sunday, in visions of the night, I seem to be bearing my testimony before the people. On both these occasions, I seemed to be in a mammoth tent, which was literally packed. The Lord gave me a decided message for the people. My burden was for our families who are unprepared to meet the Lord. A special burden was upon me to point out to our people the need of seeking the Lord with close searching of heart and earnestness of purpose. Parents who are truly converted will reveal in their home life that they are bringing their lives under the discipline of the Word of God. To the mother and father, the right training of their children is the most important work of their life. Solemn questions for parents. Fathers and mothers, how stands your record? Have you been faithful to your trust? As you have seen your children inclined to follow a course that you knew would result in impurity of thought and word and act, have you, first asking God for help, tried to show them their danger? Have you pointed out to them the peril of taking a path of their own choosing? Mothers, have you neglected your God-given work, the greatest work ever committed to mortals? Have you refused to bear your God-given responsibilities? In the time of trouble just before us, when the judgments of God fall upon the impure and unholy, will your children curse you because of your indulgence? Parents new in the message need instruction. Those who bear the last message of mercy to the world should feel it their duty to instruct parents in regard to home religion. Their great reformatory movement must begin in presenting to fathers and mothers and children the principles of the law of God. As the claims of the law are presented and men and women are convicted of their duty to render obedience, show them the responsibility of their decision, not only for themselves but for their children. Show that obedience to God's word is our only safeguard against the evils that are sweeping the world to destruction. Our youth need help and encouragement. Now is our time and opportunity to labor for the young people. Tell them that we are now in a perilous crisis. We want to know how to discern true godliness. Our young people need to be helped, uplifted, and encouraged, but in the right manner. Not perhaps as they would desire it, but in a way that will help them to have sanctified minds. They need good sanctifying religion more than anything else. Do not delay. Coming events are casting their shadows upon our pathways. Fathers, mothers, I appeal to you to give most earnest efforts now for your children. Give them daily religious instruction. Teach them to love God and to be true to the principles of right. With lofty, earnest faith, directed by the divine influence of the Holy Spirit, work, work now. Do not put it off one day, one hour. Do a thorough work. Parents, humble your hearts before God. Begin a thorough work for your children. Plead with the Lord to forgive your disregard of His word in neglecting to train your children in the way they should go. Ask for light and guidance, for a tender conscience, and for clear discernment that you may see your mistakes and failures. God will hear such prayers from a humble and contrite heart. Confession may be necessary. If you have failed in your duty to your families, confess your sins before God. Gather your children about you and acknowledge your neglect. Tell them that you desire to bring about a reformation in the home, and ask them to help you to make the home what it ought to be. read to them the directions found in the Word of God, pray with them, and ask God to spare their lives and to help them to prepare for a home in His kingdom. In this way, you may begin a work of reformation and then continue to keep the way of the Lord. Give children an example of strict obedience. The special work of parents is to make the laws of God plain to their children and to urge their obedience to them, that they may see the importance of obeying God all the days of their life. This was the work of Moses. He was to enjoin upon parents their duty to give to their children an example of strict obedience. And this is the work that above everything else must be done in the home life today. It is to accompany the third angel's message. Ignorance is no excuse why parents should neglect to teach their children what it means to transgress the law of God. The light is abundant, and none need to walk in darkness. None need to be in ignorance. God is as verily our instructor today as He was the teacher of the children of Israel, and all are bound by the most sacred obligations to obey His laws. Pray and work for their salvation. Teach your children that the heart must be trained to self-control and self-denial. The motives of the life must be in harmony with the law of God. Never be satisfied to have your children grow up apart from Christ. Never feel at ease while they are cold and indifferent. Cry to God day and night. Pray and work for the salvation of the souls of your children. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It is the mainspring, the balance wheel of character. Without the fear of the Lord, they will fail of accomplishing the great object of their creation. Act as character builders. Seventh-day Adventist parents should more fully realize their responsibilities as character builders. God places before them the privilege of strengthening His cause through the consecration and labors of their children. He desires to see gathered out from the homes of our people a large company of youth who, because of the godly influences of their homes, have surrendered their hearts to Him and go forth to give Him the highest service of their lives. Directed and trained by the godly instruction of the home, the influence of the morning and evening worship, the consistent example of parents who love and fear God, they have learned to submit to God as their teacher and are prepared to render Him acceptable service as loyal sons and daughters. Such youth are prepared to represent to the world the power and grace of Christ.